Kingdom Pursuits, where you hear from ordinary people instilled with an extraordinary passion. Together, we explore the stories of men and women who take what they love and let God turn their passion into kingdom pursuits. Now, live from the Truth Booth, your host, Robbie Dillmore.
I am live, but I'm not from the Truth Booth. I am from the Men's Summit, which is just something I look forward to all year. We're out here at the First Christian Church in Kernersville. If you need that address, because you're going to put it in your, you know, GPS or whatever, it is actually 1130 North Main Street in Kernersville, North Carolina, 27284. I'll give you that just in case you want to come over and join us. There's still time. This is going to be going on until 2 o'clock. $20 gets you lunch, the whole deal. And so, wow, if you're like me and you've had a chance to listen to some of what we've talked about this morning, you're blessed out of your socks. What God's doing. Right? I mean, the people from Land and Rescue are more than, I mean, for me, they're old friends, and I got to see them all together again for the first time in a long time. But, you know, how cool is it what God is doing through them, through your prayers? I mean, many of you listen to Land and Rescue, and I know you've been praying, a lot of you can give it. And you can see, wow, God is doing things around the kingdom by men who are standing up for righteousness, and women like Ren, you can hear. But in this case, since we're talking about the Men's Summit, right, you know, this is what we're doing. So we have actually talked about somebody that stood up for righteousness kind of his whole life. We have Rick Smith, who is actually with what he calls TOCM, but he can tell you the actual initials of the thing, which is the organization that puts on the Men's Summit every year is what, Rick?
It is TAWCMM, and it stands for Talking and Walking Christians Men's Ministry. If you're going to talk the talk, you got to walk the walk.
But I go way back to it. It stood for the Triad Area.
Originally, it was the Triad Area-Wide Christians Men's Ministry.
So they adopted a new slogan, which made it easier to try it, you know. But nonetheless, you've got some amazing speakers that are here for this event.
Oh, yes.
Right?
Yes.
I can see, I'm looking at the TV, the guy behind me speaking right there is Nikita Koloff. He is live and here. So, man, you get to come over. You want to meet Nikita? This is your opportunity. And I can tell you, you've probably met him several times, Rick. He's a real deal.
Yes, he is. And I actually do an annual picture with him. I haven't done it this year. But we're going to get the photo. Nikita's a real deal.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the Lord has blessed me to meet a lot of people and whatever, but there's only certain ones that you just don't want to go hang out with. Like, let's go have lunch or go have dinner, which obviously my friends at Land and Rescue would feel that way about them. But Nikita, because I get to do his show with him every week, I am shocked at not just Nikita, but Sting or these other people we've interviewed on his show. Like, these are real, I mean, they are neat people. They are the kind of people that you don't get a sense like I'm talking to a celebrity at all when you talk to him.
Right. Yeah. Growing up watching wrestling, you know, you would see Nikita, and then, you know, the first time I met him, it was like, okay, yeah, he's a real deal. And then, you know, to hear him speak, to read his book and read his testimony, and it's – His heart is for God, more specifically for men of God, and how men need to be the Christ-like example in home, in our everyday living and interaction with people. We have to show Christ in the way we live. And
part of that's manning up is what he talked about.
Right.
You know, that's his show. It's time to man up. So speaking of it's time to man up, our other guest, I mean, I have tried for years to get him on the radio. You know, he's over there in England and not so easy to reach all the time. But for the first time ever on the Truth Network, I can assure you, first time ever, probably on any Christian radio station that I am aware of, we have Phil Collins.
Wow.
Welcome, Phil. What an
thank
honor.
You.
I mean,
thank you.
Yeah, thank
you. You got your drumsticks?
Yeah. So, you know, as I was talking to different people could be on the show, and I said, in your name, and he said, Phil Collins. I went, oh, well, we'll milk that for a few.
I did the same thing.
But Phil, actually, talk about manning up. I mean, our churches need to man up, and part of what they do is they got to provide security because times, amen, they are changing, right? And so,
absolutely,
what you do, Phil, besides, you know, your musical career, is, you know, he has AMI Strategic, right?
AMI Strategic Solutions.
Solutions. I knew there was a word that I was, yes, I knew it was AMI Strategic, but solutions. And those strategic solutions are specifically, right, church security.
Yes, sir, absolutely, absolutely. You know, we live in a day and age where I see the enemy of our soul attacking in so many ways, not only spiritually, but also I see it physically towards the church. And can I share a scripture before?
Please.
There's a scripture that I use when I teach, you know, churches and do seminars, et cetera. And it's in 2 Timothy, and I think you've heard it before, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1. And now listen, watch this. This is powerful. But understand
you
this.
You can tell he's also a preacher, but just throwing that out.
I'm sorry about that.
That's all right.
It comes out. I'm sorry.
We love it.
But understand this, that in the last days, there will come times of difficulty. We see that right now all around us, don't we? Mm-hmm. And verse 2 says, for people will be lovers of self, lovers of money, proud, arrogant, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, heartless, unappeasable, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not loving. We see attacks against the churches in greater ways than I've ever seen before in my life. I mean, we just had a couple of attacks, I think a week or so ago, a church in California and other places. An individual walks in, they set up an IED device, put it inside the church, leaves the church.
IED.
Improvised explosive device.
Oh, well, there you go. I learned something on my show.
Put that in a box.
Improvised.
They put that in a box, walked away from the church as they were all dismissing, and it went off. He detonated that device remotely. Now, no one was killed, but the bottom line is this. The enemy's trying through various groups to come against the churches in America. And if we do not shore up our defenses, if we do not take time to look at security and safety of the churches, there could be a very serious price to pay. Things are not like they used to be.
No. And, you know, Rick, besides being a volunteer for the TAWCMM3YW6V.
Just say talk them. It'll all come together.
But you were in law enforcement, you know, your whole life. You're retired, right? From
yes.
Which police force?
I retired from Kernersville PD. I started in Winston, right out of the Marine Corps.
Wow. Thank you for your service. So you were in the Marine Corps before you became a police officer.
Yes, sir. People ask me about wearing a suit and tie. I went in uniform when I was 19 years old, and I came out when I was 52. The next time you'll see a tie on me, I'll be in a casket. Mm.
Are you going to let them put it on you then?
Well, yeah, you got to look good.
Yeah, because the day's coming where you got to pop up out of there. You got to look good.
No doubt.
So from your standpoint, and we talked about it on the last show, the full armor of God, right?
Exactly.
Open war is upon you, whether you risk it or not. And so as you became a police officer after you were in the Marine Corps, you knew that there was evil on this grand scale, right, worldwide. But I bet you got to see some stuff in Winston and in Kernersville that you were like, I can't believe this is happening behind my house.
Well, yeah, I told you before we went on the air that I've been social distancing since I retired just to stay out of jail. Reason being is, you know, I had had enough of people. And, you know, you deal with don't take this the wrong way, folks, but you deal with the dregs of society for so long, it beats you up.
Right,
it beats you up spiritually, mentally, physically.
Right. So we're going to get to that in a second. We got to go to a break. So you got time to get on over here to First Christian Church in Kernersville. You can meet Phil Collins. I mean, you've never had a chance to do that.
And we'll spell out what talking means for you.
back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. Today we are live from the Men's Summit. We're talking Kingdom Men Activated. And, you know, really cool, for the first time, as we were talking about, we have Phil Collins here. We have Rick Smith, you know, retired volunteer with the Triad area. How's it go?
It's Talk and Walk Christian Men's Ministry.
There you go. And the cool thing, if maybe you weren't aware of this, but we want you to be aware of it, that the Truth Network has another side to it. It's called the Light Network. And the Triad area, that the talking, they have, their show is easy to remember because it's called Man Talk. And Man Talk comes on the Light every Sunday, right?
Yes, every Sunday afternoon. I can't remember the time, but
if I'm not mistaken, it's 12:30.
I believe
it's
it is.
It's on the Light.
I always listen to the podcast.
Right. So again, you can go to the podcast that they've got, but you know, Roy Jones and his sidekick
Will Hardy.
Will Hardy, they're a black guy and a white guy, and you know, racial reconciliation has always been a big part of the heart of that ministry, and so they're on our station WPOL, and as well as their own, you know, Man Talk website and their podcast. It's all there. So when we left our hero, Phil Collins, you didn't know this other side to his, you know, gifting.
I just wish I could remember a Phil Collins song. I'd hum it in the background.
I can feel it coming in the air.
There we go.
Yep, that's right. That's right.
Hold on.
That's funny.
So, you know, that's part of what you really do. I mean, through your ministry, which is, again, AMI Strategic Solutions, you're looking and preparing churches for active shooters. And those kind of, like, you feel it coming in the air tonight. Hold on.
Absolutely.
Like, and so you actually, you know, were saying during the break that, like, when you experience something like this, you're never, ever going to forget that. It's real.
That's so true. You know, if you're a pastor listening, if you're a volunteer, church leader, ministry leader, if you're just a member, I would challenge that after you hear the broadcast, maybe tomorrow, whenever you see your pastor, whoever you need to see, does your church have a security program and process in place? If they do you know how it works? Do you know your exit routes? Do you know what to do in the event of an emergency or a threat? But in June of 2010, as a pastor, I remember so clearly on a Tuesday night, we were having a board meeting, and we were meeting in our fellowship hall, and another church was meeting in our sanctuary. I had to go across. I had to leave the fellowship hall and go across to the office to retrieve something. Little did I know what I was about to encounter. I remember I got halfway across the parking lot, and out of the corner of my eye, my peripheral vision, I saw what was a gray Jeep Cherokee. And within a matter of seconds, because these things happen like the snap of a finger, I heard the racking of a shotgun. I knew it was a 12-gauge. It just sounded like, for some reason, I just knew what it was. And by the time I got into the door of my office, the first round went off. And I looked out, and there was a guy, a young guy, ran up the side of the sidewalk, was headed towards the front of the church. You know, when things happen, the adrenaline kicks in, and you can plan and train for a lot of stuff, but when something like that happens, you just react in ways you may not think you would. I got through the church, went through the bottom door of the church, ran up through the hallway downstairs, got upstairs real quick, got the door secure, locked it. There was another church using our sanctuary. I just opened the doors. I said, shooter, shooter, shooter. I'll never forget this as I'm sitting here just talking about this thing. And within a matter of seconds, the second round went off. And I won't make this a long story, but there was a young man who had an encounter with a peer, I guess another student at the high school he was going to earlier in the day. And it was over a girl, and just something crazy. But he retrieved a shotgun, took it with him, went to the church, and he was trying to make his way into the church to kill his fellow student and parents. But I thank God that we were able to secure that church and get the door locked. And when the third round went off, I thought he was coming through, but I remember hearing him shake the door trying to get inside the church. And so everyone got down between the pews, and we had one man on each side of the door because we thought if he got in, as soon as he came in, one of us would be able to tackle a guy, take him out and knock the gun out of his hand. When the fourth round went off, I heard it hit the church. And I said, well, this is it. He's coming in. The fifth round, when it went off, That was it. It was over with. I think he just found out he could not get in. I believe God had angels around that church protecting it. Had Amen. We gone out the back door of the sanctuary, he could have easily heard us going through. He could have come around. But it took probably 15, 20 minutes for the police to respond. And I thought about that. The length of time that it took, look what happened in a matter of 45 seconds to a minute. That's all it took. So churches must be, pastors, please, if you're listening, evaluate the security at your churches. And if you're a church member, talk to your pastor, talk to your individual or whoever it may be, a deacon or board member, and say, what do we have in place in the event there's an active shooter or just a threat comes onto the property? And without going into detail, I've developed a piece of software that churches can use called Stay Alert. And I'm promoting that. It's been released. We've tested it. You can send out alert messages in under 5 seconds to designated individuals, because it takes, on average, I think, 7 to maybe 10 minutes for law enforcement to respond.
Yes.
I may be wrong about that, but I think I'm pretty close. So my heart, my passion is we must protect our people. Pastors are there to lead the flock, to protect them spiritually. But also, too, I think he's charged to oversee the property as well.
So let's get practical here, since we got Rick, who's, you know, a police officer, and we have Phil Collins, of course, which nobody's ever going to forget. But anyway, the Truth Network, I imagine, you know, somebody may not like Christianity, and they decide Amen. That, you know, here's the home of all these, you know,
You're right.
disc jockeys or whatever you want to call us, and they burst into the front door. Well, I sit in a booth that's, you know, kind of back behind all that, is the idea to leave? I mean, because I got a back door right here. I could go and then make a phone call, or do I stay and try to confront this dude? What do I do?
You do what you're trained to do.
I ain't been trained. That's why I'm asking.
That's what I do.
Here's the thing. A lot of pastors and pastoral staff want to rely on God to protect them.
Right.
And that, you know, we do. We're supposed to. All right. But here's the thing. I saw this the other day. You don't lean on a shovel and pray for a hole.
That's right.
God gave you the shovel.
Let me give everybody time to write that down, okay? Because you need this. You don't lean on the shovel and pray that God's going to
dig it.
Say it again, because it was really good.
You don't lean on the shovel and pray for a hole.
That's right.
And I borrowed that. Somebody actually saw
it's
it on
good.
Facebook.
Have you heard it before?
It needs to go viral. It works.
That's good.
But a lot of pastors want to just – I got a little dachshund dog, and if you fuss at her if she gets on something she's not supposed to, well, she just kind of looks away. She's like, okay, if I don't look at him, he's not there. That's the same mindset that a lot of churches have. Mm-hmm. Is if we don't recognize it, then, God's going to take care of us, but it will, it'll just go away.
Yeah, no open folks, war is no upon folks. You, whether you risk it or not.
Read your Bible. It's coming.
Yes.
All right. And
okay, so getting back to poor Robbie sitting in his booth, what do I do?
Well,
I need training.
Call me.
Oh,
all right.
Call Phil Collins. All right.
It's going to take a while for the police to get there.
Yeah,
yeah,
well,
that's right.
Fortunately, they're two blocks down.
Some people are not comfortable with firearms. But
I'm comfortable. I've got lots.
All right. Well, do you have a concealed carry permit?
I don't.
Then you need to get one.
Do I?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, reason being is, all right, God gives us a certain set of skills.
Right.
They call them gifts.
Right.
All right. Well, I've got a skill set. The drummer, Phil, had a skill set. And, we need to use them. I was a servant for almost 30 years to the public. Before that, I wrote a blank check, to the people of the United States saying that I would give whatever it took up to and including my life to defend my nation. Well, you know, more so, I will give you a blank check. My brothers and sisters in Christ, I will step up and get in the way to protect you, because that's what I'm supposed to do. That's the way God made me, mm-hmm. as a servant.
So, Phil, would you get a concealed carry if you were me?
Absolutely. You know, I was just thinking about this. You know, one of the first things that a church should do is conduct an assessment. That's what I do. I go to churches, and you know, for a small fee, I do a very detailed assessment. I produce about a 30-page report and let them know, this is what I found, this is what I recommend that you should do. And, you know, I think everyone, if they're qualified and able, should, you know, get a weapon if they can afford it and if they can use it effectively. It's more than just going to do enough to get your permit and then that's it. You got to train.
I've killed more animals than
you might be good.
Let me interject here.
I haven't killed any human animals, but I've killed plenty of other animals.
Right. Let me interject about training. I was a firearms instructor for many years. When life gets real.
Yeah.
You will sink to your lowest level of training. So if all you've done is punch holes in paper, mm-hmm. from 7 yards away, 21 feet, that's as far as you go back on the
I've taken
CCW.
A lot of people hunting, and I've seen what the effect of their training. You know, when the animal shows up, all sorts of things show up.
But your lowest level of training will be what happens, you know, when you have to react like that.
All right, so you've got a lot more Kingdom Pursuits coming up. I have a rumor that we might have Nikita Koloff here in a minute, as well as Phil Collins. I mean, talk about a star-studded show. I just can't believe it. Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. Today, we're so blessed to have with us Phil Collins. I mean, oh my goodness, I know you've waited for years. Actually, here
we'll
give an autograph with Phil Collins on the radio. But we're live at the First Christian Church in Kernersville with the, I'll call him Talkum, where their kingdom men activated, which. You got some powerful speakers. You got Nikita Koloff actually speaking right now. Roy Jones has been speaking. Pastor here, Pastor Pete, has been speaking. Who else you got?
Is Ken Klein speaking today?
Yes, yeah. He is.
Okay, so we got Ken Klein, Bishop Jackson, of course, Nikita, Roy Jones. He's emceeing, and he spoke first thing this morning. Let me throw something in here real quick about Talkum that didn't get addressed that needs to be addressed. It stands for Talking and Walking Christian Men's Ministry. Now, that being said, what we stand for is breaking down the walls between race and denomination and teaching men how to live like God expect them to live, as leaders of the home. Now, that being leader of the home, that's not, you don't go in and tell your wife, you know, God says I'm leader of the home, you do what I tell you to do. No, you have to love your wife like Christ loved the church. And if that means sacrificing your life for it, for her, then that's what you got to do. But
that's what the ministry, you guys meet. Like, what? When?
Do, well, we do the summit every year. We have an annual mountaintop experience. That's what we've come to call it. We have a men's retreat, and this is not like any other, you know, men's retreat. You know, we don't go and go fishing and golfing and do all this stuff, and then, you know, have a speaker at supper on Saturday night. No, we get up there on Friday. We have a service Friday evening after supper. Starts 7:30 typically, and sometimes it'll go to midnight. We get up Saturday, and we do this in Valley Cruces, which is up above Banner Hill.
Right.
But then Saturday morning we'll have a service after breakfast. Then we'll break for lunch. We'll come back after lunch, have a service. Then we'll have a typically we'll have some little group sessions. Then we'll have a little bit of free time.
You don't fish during that time, do you?
Some people do during their free time. But I'm not paying $20 a trout to go fishing. I'm just not going to do it.
Me and Andy do.
$20 a trout?
Yeah, it's worth it.
Take a stick of dynamite. You'll get a whole lot more fish.
No, that's really cool. And I know you've got that going. And then, like, is it the first Monday or something?
The first and third Friday of every month, we have our men's breakfast. It starts at 6:50 and ends at 8. Your advertisement says hard start at 7 and a hard stop at 8. In the cafeteria here at First Christian, which is our host church. And we have
– Yeah, but we need to tell people, right, that First Christian is not
– it's our host.
It's their host church, but they got people from churches all over, from
right,
High Point,
right,
from Winston, from
yes,
Greensboro.
We have
– One time they even let me speak. It was down – can you imagine?
We have guys that every first and third Friday, they drive 50 miles. We got guys that are coming from Concord.
So I concealed my Bible, and I had it concealed carry as I came in here that time. So we got to get back to Phil. You know, when you have Phil, you got to give him equal time.
Oh, that's okay.
But you were talking about this software, and during the break you said something. I thought, man, that's almost as good as, you know, leaning on the shovel and expecting a hole to pop up. But this situation is real, and your software has already stopped several.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. In our testing phase, which we've completed now, but it's a software. It's called Stay Alert. And I don't know if you can see this on my phone here, but it is a software. It's designed that where individuals in churches, for example, it has two levels to it. The parishioner can download it, and they can send alerts, reports to designated security personnel, which is level two. And then, for example, they receive the report, they get an indicator, and it comes up on their phone. It tells them what's going on. The level one user, the parishioner, can send a photograph. Long story short, it's something, it's just an extra tool that can be used to enhance security. If you don't have a security program, this could be a start. But it's really great if something happens, if there's a threat, the security person or designated individual can dial 911 within the app. It usually goes out in about 9 or 10 seconds. I mean, it's phenomenal what God has given me that has now been produced and is live and ready to roll. So we hope to get this in a lot of churches. It's very affordable, pennies on the dollar, but it's something that I know can be used to really help save a life. I mean, it's already been instrumental stopping a child abduction, a potential active shooter event, and someone trying to take a knife into a sanctuary. To me, that's worth it all, what's been developed, you know. And you can't put a price on a person's, well-being. I tell people this. I hear it all the time. People want to worship where they feel safe. And this app has also been instrumental in helping bring folks to the church, families. You know, wow, this church has this software. You know what? I'm going to go try that church out because I'm concerned today. And so this is why I need to have a security program and process, procedure in place. Churches, they need it now more than ever before. So, again, pastors, if you're listening, church members, find out if your church has a security process or a program. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
And so how do they get up with you?
Well, easily. Just dial 707-4683, 336-707-4683. That's the best way to get in touch with me. I have an email address as well.
How about your website?
I have a website. Yes, sir. I actually do. One, my main website right now is being transferred to a different hosting, but I'm going to give you a website address. It's www.amissc.com or www.amistrategicsolutions.com. Now, that'll take you right to my new website. But most folks know me by www.amissc.com.
So, you know, there you go. I have gotten word from my wonderful producer, Kim, that we have misspoken. I know you're thinking, Robbie, that doesn't happen very often, but it did today. The show, you know, Man Talk, it comes on at 2 p.m.
Okay.
On the light, which is WPOL in they got signals in both Winston-Salem and in Winston-Salem and Greensboro. So, and High Point. So you got it all over the place. Yeah. So as promised, well, I don't know that I really promised, but I was hoping that we would have Nikita Koloff, who has been just, I mean, hot off the mic. So, man, while I got you while you're hot, Nikita, I mean, what were you sharing up there?
I am hot off the stage. I'm just saying, I'm like, whoa, here we go. So I'm like, I know the guys were waiting for me. And, Robbie, thank you for being with you. Love Truth Radio and all that we're doing, from Masculine Journey to Man Talk to Man Up to Christian Car Guy. I just go right down the list of programming that Truth Radio Network brings to the airwaves and making a difference. And I was just challenging men, actually. I was just giving them some tools for their toolbox to be able to man up, to be able to rise up, to be able to stand up, to stand in the gap, to stand on the wall, be watchmen on the wall. And so I was just talking about the word and worship and prayer and relationships. Those are the four tools in a nutshell. And yeah, there you go.
I can just tell you that, you know, from my perspective, because I get a chance to help Nikita record his show, and I'm with him every other week as we record those. That, man, I mean, this is a guy that is real. It's just one of those people that, you know, I love to hang out with almost any time, and we're in a studio where we don't break off into some discussion that just, you know, how disciples just talk. Like, man, you're going to places where God takes you. So I want to give you guys some insight. So last Thursday, Nikita and I were talking, and I asked him, it's on his shirt, it says spirit, soul, and body. And so I said, well, Nikita, it's a never-ending quest of mine to try to understand what's the difference between spirit, soul, and body. What he told me was absolutely outstanding. So on the other side of this break, you get to hear, like, Chateau. You'd say it so much better. There you go.
We're come on, right back.
This is Ann Graham Lotz with Daily Light for Daily Living. In my natural self, I'm shy, with a large inferiority complex. When God called me to serve Him in a public way, my first response was, I can't. And He responded, I can. I argued, I'm inadequate. But He reminded me of 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. At that moment, I had a critical choice to make. Either I could shrink back into who I knew I was, or take what seemed a huge risk and follow Him beyond my abilities and capabilities. I knew if I shrank back from following Him, I could no longer call Him my Lord. That thought scared me enough to motivate me to follow Him out of my comfort zone. Listen to me. You'll never know the extraordinary power of God in your life until you're willing to step out of your comfort zone and follow Him. I know. This is Ann Graham Lotz.
Are you looking for direction in your life? Here's today's Pathway Minute with Dr. Robert Jeffress.
If you want to know God's will for your life, memorize Romans 8:29. It says, for whom God foreknew, He predestined to become conformed to the image of His Son, so that He might be the firstborn among many brethren. You know what that verse is saying? It's saying God so loved His Son Jesus. He was so pleased with Jesus Christ that He decided He didn't just want to have one child. He wanted to have many children. He wanted to have many sons and daughters just like His firstborn Jesus. He saved you not just so that you could escape hell. He saved you so that He could begin molding you, shaping you, conforming you to become just like Jesus.
Dr. Robert Jeffress is heard Monday through Friday on your station. To learn more, go to ptv.org.
Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. Today we are so blessed to have with us Nikita Koloff, who was here at the Men's Summit with Kingdom Men Activated, as we were talking about. They do this every year. COVID, no COVID.
Come on.
I've never seen, I will just tell you, Nikita Koloff with a mask on, okay? Because he doesn't wear one. In spite of whatever.
I'm thinking about this morning. I'm so full of antibodies that I don't need one, because the blood of Jesus runs all the way through every vein and artery in me. So
I know that's true.
So I'm just full of antibodies.
Obviously, because, you know, and it's always wonderful. So
and hold on. And there's only three outcomes or possibilities here. I don't get it. I get it and I recover from it because it's like 99.something%.
Right.
Or I get it and I go to heaven with Jesus and I'll wave to all of you standing next to Jesus. So I win either way, however you look at it. Anyway, go ahead.
Well, I do want to – we have Amy Cavo calling in. She's our host on The Cure, and they got a big show coming up today on sex sexual abuse and recovery from that, which, Amy, you've – obviously got some experience with that. This show is really important. It's live. You can call in at our number, 866-348-7884. Amy, I'm so excited about your show today.
Thank you, Sam. I really had some. I have a good understanding of it. Today we have a previous supervised investigative detective who was working in the child exploitation field concerning violent crimes against children, most of a sexual nature. She was a survivor herself. And it, now today's focus is on causing awareness and helping others to heal and come forward. And I hope that her testimony, experiences, and expertise will be helpful to many.
Absolutely amazing show. So grateful that you got that lined up. Again, it's on today at 1 o'clock on the Truth Network. So glad you called in today. Amy, have a great show.
Thank you, and God bless. Have a beautiful day.
You too. Bye-bye. So when we left her here on Nikita, right before the break, I mentioned that, you know, for me, what I heard the other day, because I studied that idea between spirit, soul, and body, and Nikita has something called Man Camp that he does, which is absolutely awesome, which, you know, I'm lining up to go to Man Camp.
Yes, you have committed to come. So
yeah, and when you commit to Nikita, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, there's no uncommitting. Once you make that commitment, I will hound you till it comes to fruition.
So I've even told my wife, so I've crossed the biggest hurdle.
There you go. You got her blessing.
I got her blessing. We're on our way, but excited to learn the difference between spirit, soul, and body. Because when you look at Nikita, you can see that this guy used to be a professional wrestler, man.
I've trimmed down some from those days, but I'm just as fired up and passionate about Jesus, really more so than I was, you know, was about wrestling in the squared circle against Ric Flair or Dusty Rhodes or Rick Steamboat or Hulk Hogan or any of the rest of them, you know. And so, you know, that really it was a great discussion the other day. I appreciated the questions. Now, I will say this for the listeners out there, you know, if you're a guy 18 years or older, consider coming. Go to mancamp.info, I-N-F-O, and read all about Man Camp. And if you mentioned your wife giving you her blessing, I tell the ladies, you know, if you'll give the men your blessing, they're more apt to come and willing to sign up and show up. And really, it's over a period of days, but over that period of days is when we really dive into the difference between spirit, soul, and body. It's not really something you can give a 1-minute answer to, and our intent is to equip these men to go back home to be healthier in all of those areas, mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually, and understand the significance of those three components to who we are. We are a spirit. We have a soul, which is our mind, will, and emotions. And we live in this dirt suit, I like to call it, you know. And one day we're going to get a glorified body. Thank you, Jesus, because my aches and pains remind me of that every day.
So the dirt suit part, you know, that's the part I'm hoping to get a little, you know. But I actually, I've got all those issues because I've got emotional issues that I struggle with all the time. I've got spiritual issues I struggle with. I got body issues. And so what a neat thing that we can go get to work on those. But Nikita and I were talking about, you know, how the body becomes, you know, affected in the story about, I don't know if you ever heard it, D.L. Moody and Spurgeon. So from what I understand, D.L. Moody traveled to England because he wanted to see this world famous, you know, Baptist preacher, Spurgeon, and whatever. And so as Moody comes up the, you know, to the door, you can imagine there in London, you know, Spurgeon's smoking a cigar. And it just freaks Moody out.
Yeah, I bet it's a big one, too. I can picture a big old English cigar. Anyway.
And so Moody was like, what are you doing with that cigar in your mouth? Or you thought you were, you know, you can imagine the this
judgment. Right. Judgment.
Yeah, no other way to put it. And Moody looks at him and he goes, well, I'll take the cigar out of my mouth when you take the spoon out of yours.
Ouch.
Moody was a little overweight.
Oh, you told me that. I laughed.
Well,
so
the
hard.
Point is, if you're taking care of your body right, you can't do all that, man.
They're all connected. The spirit, soul, and body are all interconnected. You can't separate. If you're suffering physically, it's going to affect you. I don't care what you say, mentally, emotionally, ultimately, spiritually. So don't tell me you're the spiritual heavyweight, but you can't. You're a glutton. Yeah, you know, and you're addicted to food.
You need more Nikita. The only way to get it is come to Man Camp.
Come to Man
Our
Camp in April.
His show is coming on at 12:30. We got encouraging prayer coming up right now. We're going to talk about stupid prayers. And, oh, my goodness, the Masculine Journey Radio comes on at 12 o'clock noon if you're on TRU. So much truth coming at you on the Truth Network. Hey, stay tuned.
Always great to be here.
One of our generous sponsors here at the Truth Network has come under fire. Fire from the enemy. Fire for standing up for family values. Actually, one of the biggest supporters of the movie Unplanned that talked about the horrors of abortion. Yes, it's Mike Lindell. You've heard me talk about his pillows for a long, long time, and no doubt big business is responding to Mike Lindell and all this generosity for causes for the kingdom by trying to shut down his business. You can't buy his pillows at Kohl's anymore. You can't get them on Amazon. Or you can't get them at Costco. They're attempting to close his business because he stood up for kingdom values. What a chance to respond, especially if you need a pillow. Oh, I've had mine now for years and years and years and still fluffs up as wonderful as ever. Queen size pillows are just $29.98. Be sure and use the promo code TRUTH or call 1-800-944-5396. That's 1-800-944-5396. Use the promo code TRUTH for values on any MyPillow product to support truth.